Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Hey, it's election day tomorrow. Kentucky, Mississippi, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia. Did you know that? If you live in those states and you ain't voting, then we got us a problem. Talk a little bit about that big, big news. The left is freaking them out. They're freaking out over swing state polls with Trump. DeSantis got some good news, too. A big endorsement. But I'll say what I always said about endorsements. I'm not trying to pour water on anything. And you guys can attest to it. I've been consistent on the endorsement thing for a while. But if endorsements matter, it's a pretty big one. So a lot happened this weekend. Big news day. I got a lot to get to. Mike Lindell's always looking for a way to solve problems. That's why he created MyPillow Towels. Get a six-piece set for only $29.98. Promo code Dan. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio podcast special tab. Enter promo code Dan or call 800-637-4982. A lot to discuss today. Chaos is about to ensue on the left. After I discuss this opening story about what happened with Donald Trump this weekend and the polls, the whole show is going to make sense why there's been a massive freaking meltdown on the left. People freaking out. They're starting to realize right now that this ain't going at all like they think it's going. And something I told you came true. Folks, Beam Dream. You want a good night's sleep? It's time to embrace the importance of a restful slumber and introduce yourself to an amazing product I love that'll revolutionize your nighttime routine. Beam Dream is a game changer. Their dream powder is a hot cocoa designed specifically for sleep. It could transform your nights. My listeners today get a special discount on Beam Dream powder, their best-selling hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. Now available in delicious flavors like cinnamon cocoa, chocolate peanut butter, mint chip. Better sleep is never tasted better. Dream contains a powerful all-natural blend of reishi, magnesium, L-theanine, apigenin, and melatonin to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. And just mix the Beam Dream powder into hot water or milk and enjoy before bedtime. You want to try Beam's best-selling Dream powder? It's really good. Take advantage of their biggest sale of the year. Get up to 50% off for a limited time when you go to shopbeam.com/Bongino and use code Cyber at checkout. That's shop, B-E-A-M, shopbeam.com/Bongino. Use code Cyber for up to 50% off. Your body and mind deserve the gift of restful nights. Stuff's no joke. Really puts me to sleep. All right, Joseph, it's Monday. Let's go.
Yes, Dan, it's massive freaking meltdown Monday it is.
Totally freaking melting down. They all got the show prep before. The left, listen, I'm not into shouting fraud and laughing at people's misery. But in this case, if you're going to cause misery and destruction to the United States and you really suck, which liberals do, they suck, then I'm sorry. When what you're doing to destroy the United States fails, it's good for the rest of us. As I said, elections tomorrow. Kentucky, get out and vote. Mississippi, get out and vote. You got two good candidates for governor, Dan Cameron and Tate Reeves, respectively, running for re-election. New Jersey, get out and vote. Ohio, protect human life in the womb tomorrow. Pennsylvania, got a court election there. It's important. Virginia could flip the state Senate tomorrow, but you got to vote. Let's get to a couple things first. We haven't done an election update to open the show. I'm going to get to the Trump poll in a second that has the left crapping their pants. They don't know what to do. They got the wipies out. They're like freaked out about these swing state polls that didn't only show Trump leading, but annihilating him. But as I said before, DeSantis got a big boost. Iowa. I always do that. Iowa. If I say Ohio, I typically mean Iowa, except for when I said there's elections. Those are in Ohio. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds, very popular in the state, came out and endorsed Ron DeSantis. There's a couple things about this. One, I know what's going to happen here, right, when I say this. Can you already predict it? Because I know people, they never think I'm treating, and neither candidate thinks I'm treating a guy fairly, so I'm just going to say it. Joe, you've been with me the longest. You know my take on endorsements, which is nobody votes for endorsement. They don't.
Right.
I know you go, oh my gosh, oh. But this guy endorsed Trump and his guy, folks, they may matter a little bit, but this is, if they matter, let's see, because I know what's going to happen already. If they matter, that's a pretty big one. She's very popular within the state. We'll see what happens. A couple of questions, though, about it. The timing of it, I don't think, was great. And I'll say this. If you're going to put out a big announcement like that, and if you believe in endorsements, which again, I haven't for 8 years. Having said, it doesn't matter if they endorse Trump or DeSantis. I'll tell you the same freaking thing. Doesn't make a difference though. Someone's like, trying to play it down. Okay, whatever. Just listen to my show. Having said that, I think the timing of it is not great. The reason is tomorrow is going to be these big elections in Virginia, Pennsylvania, states I just went through. So this is a big, if you believe in endorsements, which a lot of people do, who knows, maybe I'm wrong. This is a big one to get. You're probably going to be overshadowed by election day tomorrow. Maybe I don't know something about the timing, but I don't know. I've run for office a couple times and been involved with politics myself for a while. And I don't know. The timing of it, I think, is not great. Probably should have waited. Having said that, I can almost guarantee you if Ron DeSantis were to win the nomination, that this is probably going to be the ticket. There is absolutely no way Kim Reynolds from Iowa is not going to be his vice president, a nominee, if he wins the nomination. So I see a lot in that endorsement. It's the surface stuff. Now, having said that, big thing for DeSantis, obviously, it was a big weekend for Trump, too. Here's what I'll go, oh, my gosh, you're very, whatever, man. I'm just giving you the skinny, bro. New York Times, of all places. It was their poll. Folks, it was their poll. Yes, the New York Times, not the New York Post, came out with this monster story. And, guys, can you imagine, what do you think the New York Times, when these poll results came in, what do you think they were thinking? They were thinking, how do we shit can these poll numbers, right? How do we throw these? And they couldn't do it. They probably didn't want to be embarrassed by some internal leaks. So I had to report this. New York Times, Trump leads in five critical states as voters blast Biden, New York Times Siena poll finds. Now, I want you to look inside the article because, again, I got a lot of shit for this, too. I don't mind it. It's part of the business. By the way, conflict equals attention. More people come to the show anyway, so whatever. I don't really care. Got into some stuff this weekend all over social media, too. I don't do it intentionally, but you want to start some shit, I'm going to finish it, so whatevs, man. But I've told people over and over, we'll see how it materializes in the next election. I'm hearing everywhere about a major movement, relatively speaking, of Black and Hispanic voters to Donald Trump. I'm just showing you the numbers, man. I'm not telling you he's going to get 50% of the Black vote or Hispanic vote. Hispanic vote, he could get 40%. I'm not even telling you he's going to get 25% of the Black vote. All I'm telling you is if he gets 15% of the Black vote, the race is over. I said that, and again, I got a lot of crap from a lot of people. You know, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't understand Black voters. Yeah, Joe, there's no Black voters in Maryland where I ran, so none.
Yeah, none. Yeah, load.
I only knocked on like 7,000 doors myself. I've actually spoken to Black voters, unlike most people who claim they have and haven't. It's really annoying. And no, I'm not calling anyone out, and I'm just telling you a bunch of people responded negatively when I said this. Now look at the data in the New York Times poll. Black voters, long a bulwark for Democrats and for Mr. Biden, are now registering 22% support in these states for Donald Trump, a level unseen in presidential politics for a Republican and modern. Show's over, folks. No, it's really over. No. I'm not knocking any one individually. I don't want to get into this. I'm getting too old for this shit, these little stupid petty fights. I'm going to tell you this now, and I need you to listen to me. I keep a large network of people who actually talk to actual Black voters because I ran for office, and a lot of them who work in polling and stuff, they have to talk to people for a living. It's the only way they'll survive. They are telling me there's a movement of Black and Hispanic voters to Donald Trump. Whether you think it's true or not is irrelevant. It's happening. It's happening. And I have another friend, and this is more anecdotal, so I get it, who told me, and he happens to hang out with a bunch of people who are very wealthy Black voters. Some of them are in entertainment, some of them in business, some of them in business and entertainment, who told them that they talked to their friends and they can't believe how many of them are voting for Trump. Is he going to get 22% of the Black vote? Probably not. Is he going to get 15? It's possible. If he gets 15, are the Democrats in trouble? You bet your ass. Why do you think they're freaking the out?
Oh, man. I need to walk around for this show. I don't like sitting in this chair anymore. Gee, can we get like a thing I can walk around, like a boom or a lav or something? I'm like too energetic today about this story. Put a GoPro on, follow me around. Maybe a drone. I can walk around and talk. I do. I want to like... There you go. I get the secondary view. Everybody's always looking at my desk. Do all this crap I get on my desk. We got the forearm thingy. Keep your foot. We got the natokinase so I don't die. Remotes. We got the Don Mattingly baseball card from Gee. We got stuff all over the place. Ren and Stimpy. Folks, the key thing about this swing state poll is that listen to me. You all ready? The more diverse the state racially, the better Donald Trump did. No, Dan, you said that backwards. Donald Trump is a Nazi, fascist, racist, foaming, crapping the diaper. Strange. The more black and Hispanic voters the swing state had, i.e. Michigan and Pennsylvania, where there happens to be rather large black populations in Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, places like Detroit, Donald Trump does better. Oh, it's like I said. Is Donald Trump going to win? I don't know. He's got to get past the primary. Is Donald Trump going to get 40% of the black vote? No. Is the black vote turning to Donald Trump? Just ask the freaking New York Times. Now you want to see the freak out? Anyone in the chat? You weren't going to turn chat on. Anyone in the chat stairs? You want to see the freak out? Let's do it. First, here's an ABC News thing starting to freak out. Listen, I don't know how accurate this is or not, but I was told by a pretty smart guy in politics early on when I was running, forget every poll. The only poll that matters in national politics is the right direction, wrong direction poll. And the guy's predictions are pretty much correct. So here's ABC. This is how much trouble Joe Biden's in, losing black voters, Hispanic voters, and basically any other voter who doesn't have oatmeal for brains. Here's the right direction, wrong direction poll. Check this out.
George, voters are just plain frustrated across the board. 76% of adults in this poll say the country is headed in the wrong direction. Only 23%, less than a quarter of the country, say that we're headed on the right track. And the issues that are animating voters' frustration, it's almost unspeakably vast and broad. Economy, 74% of Americans say it's very important to them personally. 69% say the same about inflation. Those are issues in our poll that tend to favor Republicans. Voters say they trust Republicans more than Democrats on those issues.
Folks, this guy is in deep. Working class voters hate him. Muslim voters are turning on him now. I'm not getting into why or how. Not, we'll cover that later. But the guy is in a world of trouble. Black voters, Hispanic voters, the Democrats are in an absolute panic. They don't know what to do. Let me tell you something, because I worked in the Obama White House. I'm going to let you in a little secret. You may not hear anybody else anywhere else, but, well, you may hear it, but they may not have firsthand knowledge like I do. There is no one more linked in to Barack Obama than David Axelrod. When David Axelrod talks, he was one of Obama's advisors in the White House. You remember him, Axe, they call him, like, you know. By the way, this guy doesn't look like a name, like his nickname should be Axe or anything. Axe, you see like a leather jacket guy with a beard and like a Negan looking baseball bat or something. Okay, this guy's no Axe, but whatevs. David Axelrod, listen to me, is like this with Obama. When Axelrod talks, he's talking for Obama, but he's typically saying things Obama can or won't say because Obama's kind of a coward. Obama likes to be loved, so he doesn't like to say too many controversial things unless he really believes it, which I'll mention later in the show. Because there's one thing he really hates, and it's Israel. Oh, he hates Israel more than anyone. There has never been a president who hates Israel more than Obama. That he can't shut up about. Anything else, if it's controversial, Obama will take both sides of it. Remember the stimulus? Stimulus going to create jobs. Well, they weren't shovel ready. Remember the DACA? Well, it's not like I can just pick up a pen and a phone later on. Well, I have a pen and a phone. The guy will take 100 sides of an issue. Axelrod says everything he can. So when he tweeted this weekend, only Joe Biden can make this decision. If he continues to run, he'll be the nominee. What he needs to decide is whether that is wise
are in the best interest of the country, ladies and gentlemen, you can absolutely assume that that was said by who? One Barack Obama. Flag it, mark it, love it, own it, be it. 1,000%. Obama is filtering out through his people in the White House, because they're all former Obama people. He's filtering out to media people, and I'll bet his people are winky, winky, nod, nod to the media. We got to get rid of this guy, which, Joseph, did we not predict a few months ago that this is going to happen? It's going to happen slow, but once the polls get worse, which they will, once the polls get worse, barring any unforeseen catastrophe, something happens to Trump or something else, it's over.
We nailed it. We nailed it.
I told you it's going to happen. Yeah. Here's another one. Bill Kristol, a new Democrat, always a fake Republican. Here's Bill Kristol. It's time. Biden served the country well. I'm confident he'll do so for the next year. This guy used to pretend to be a Republican, by the way. But it's time for an act of personal sacrifice and public spirit. It's time to pass the torch to the next generation. It's time for Biden to announce he won't run in 2024. This is like a Lincoln-y project guy. They want him out. Here's Pramila Jayapal, squad member, on this weekend. They're all, keep in mind, they're all comfortable saying this now. They are comfortable going on weekend shows and talking openly about how the president sucks, but not exactly saying he sucks. Pretty soon, they're just going to outright say he sucks to get him out. Here, listen yourself.
This is the first time, Jen, that I have felt like the 2024 election is in great trouble for the president and for our Democratic control, which is essential to moving forward.
You're going to hear more of that. So let me kind of game this out for you, what I think is going to happen, because I've said it now for months. I'm going to say it again, and I don't want you to think you're wasting your time here. Wasting your time is no good. I don't waste mine. I want to waste yours. Techno, our buddy Technofog is a really good Substack piece, whatever it is. He's got this Substack piece up, and he describes how this is probably going to happen. And he notes that in line with the thinking, the DNC could theoretically replace Biden with Gavin Newsom as their candidate. It would be done without a messy primary, put an end to the disastrous Biden presidency, and help the DNC avoid potential down-ballot losses in 2024. Folks, this is what I see happening. The Democrat National Convention is a month after the Republicans. Why does that matter? It matters because they're going to wait to lock in Donald Trump. They want to see what their options are first. They want to make sure Trump doesn't get convicted, drop out, something even worse happens. Colorado keeps him off the ballot. The Democrats are still kind of hoping, I think, Trump's off the ballot. They want to see who they're going to face. Their convention's a month after ours. If Donald Trump is locked in and they think they're in on Donald Trump, they know Biden will not win. They will then give Biden a boot, and the Democrat delegates at the convention, Biden will step aside. The donors will tell him they're not funding it. He's out. He's done. They're not going to do it. Biden drops. Gavin Newsom and some others put their names in. And I don't know if you know this, but the Democrat national delegates at the convention, the delegates to the party, the Republicans have three for each state plus some state representatives. Then the Democrats. So it's different. The number differs. And it's not necessarily proportional for the RNC, but for the DNC, the bigger states have bigger pull, a lot bigger pull. So basically, California and New York are going to have the biggest sway. Kathy Hochul's not running for president, the governor of New York, but Newsom probably will. Newsom will probably take it at the convention. And by the way, courts have been very, very deferential to these delegates on how they pick their presidential candidates. They don't get involved typically. Newsom will be the nominee. And another thing killing Biden, I'm going to get to after the break. Folks, you're going to see my cannibalism theory in full effect. Guys, you ever seen a cannibalism theory video better than this one? You know the one I'm talking about? Well, they might not know because they cut it yesterday. What do I tell you? Poor guy. What do I tell you guys about the cannibalism theory of the left? That when you're constantly fighting for the identity politics and economic scraps from the table instead of building your own business and living your life on merit, eventually you run out of pieces of pizza to eat because you're just throwing scraps. You're not building new pizzas. They're always going to eat each other alive. I got a video for you coming up next. showing you again why the Biden team is only going to get worse with this Israeli-Palestinian conflict going on. It's only going to get worse. I want you to see Antifa and the pro-savage crowd just eating each other alive. It's only going to get worse. That video is next. Best one I've seen in a while. Folks, I had a good night's sleep last night thanks to Helix Sleep. Take the Helix Sleep quiz at helixsleep.com/Dan because a great day begins with a great night's sleep. You're missing out. You're not sleeping on a Helix mattress. I have the Midnight Lux. It's awesome. Helix offers 20 unique mattresses for big, tall, short, wide, even special ones for kids. Find a perfect fit. Helix provides a 100-night in-home sleep trial. No matter your sleeping position, Helix is the answer. Memory foam, hybrid, all the more responsive to the individual with enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating. Helix is about comfort, care, and a great night's sleep. My Helix mattress is the best I've slept on. The setup was fast and super easy. Don't take my word for it. GQ and Wired Magazine have been named Helix. I've named Helix their number one mattress. Take the Helix sleep quiz. HelixSleep.com/Dan. Find the perfect mattress for you in under 2 minutes. As a bonus, Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders. And, yes, it's an end, and two free pillows for my listeners. Go to HelixSleep.com/Dan. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. HelixSleep.com/Dan. HelixSleep.com/Dan. With Helix, better sleep starts now. As you can tell, I slept good last night. I'm stoked about this show because, again, I like good news for Republicans. You know where I stand in the election, but I like to hear good news for Republicans. I like to cover it. And this has been a great weekend for Republicans, regardless of the candidate you support. Folks, the chaos on the left isn't helping. Biden is in a world of trouble, and the Get the Jews crowd is becoming more vocal. The Get the Jews crowd, they want Biden on board. And Biden is trying to hold out, but he's too weak. Have you guys noticed he's caving a little bit more every day? Why? Because the de facto president, Barack Obama, by the way, some dude in the chat this morning, respect, I'm glad you were there. I'm not knocking you, but I forget who it was like, Dan, you should acknowledge that Barack Obama is, you know, really influential, kind of running the show. Do you listen to the show? We talk about this all the time, how Obama's people are in key positions in the White House. This is why Biden is moving away from the civilized man and pro-savage every day. He doesn't know what to do. He's too weak. Watch the cannibalism theory in effect here as the pro-savage protesters, they're pro-Hamas, the baby murderers. Watch them. They reach this Antifa guy's there, and they're talking to Billboard Chris, the guy who posts about like boys are boys and girls are girls. So the little background. The Antifa guy is trying to explain to the pro-Hamas protesters, and I have no love for either one of them. Hey, this guy doesn't like trans people because he says men have to be men and women have to be women. The pro-Hamas supporters who support the terrorists who are no better are like, no, no, that's not true. I told you, it's just a matter of time before they all eat each other up. Check this out.
This guy is trying to propagate anti-LGBTQ, anti-LGBTQ propaganda. He's trying to tell children that they are not allowed to be trans.
Yeah, they're not.
Suck your mum, bro.
No.
Black nail polish on is a man, my bro.
Stop talking.
Yeah, it's not religion. You can't do that. Yeah, you have to respect that decision.
Three Abraham.
Yeah.
LGBTQ.
But in some religions, they accept that. But in our religion, you can't do that. So we don't agree with your faith.
What religion are you?
What religion are you?
Catholic.
What are you then? What do you identify yourself as?
How many times I got to tell you it's only a matter of time before they eat each other alive? Folks, when you don't have this problem. Because you're not fighting.
I don't want to forget this later on the show.
You are not fighting for the scraps from someone else's table. You're building your own wealth. You all in my chat and watching my show, you're not sitting there all day worrying about your gay neighbor or your trans neighbor because you don't care. It's the trans activist that won't leave you alone. You give absolutely zero shits about what people do with their personal lives. I'm not saying you don't. Here, let me be clear on this. I'm not saying you don't have opinions about lifestyles, but as conservatives and as libertarians,
And as good Republicans who have an allegiance to God-given rights, you understand that you're not going to agree with everyone and that legally you have no right to interfere in their life unless they're breaking some law or trying to hurt you. Any beef with that, guys? You may have some kind of faith-based judgment on a lifestyle, but that's different from what you claim legally in a country of diverse people who have diverse thoughts. You can't force your lifestyle on someone else. They don't feel that way. The left, whether it's pro-savage, who feels like if you're an Israeli, you should be killed, and gee, that would interrupt your lifestyle a little bit, right? The whole death thing. That definitely not good. Lifestyle goes down when you're dead. So you got the pro-savage people say, you don't only have a right to know your lifestyle as an Israeli or a Jew, you just don't have a life at all. We'll kill you. And then you've got the Antifa people who want it, they want you censored, thrown in jail. They will beat you and burn down your store. They don't believe you have the right to assemble, but they do. This is why the left will always eat itself alive. And you don't have this problem. And I got to tell you, it's glorious to watch. Now, why am I covering this in an election? More on that later, by the way. The whole conflict going on. I'm not done with that. But there are a lot of things going on. We got an election tomorrow and big election news this weekend. I want to stick with the election for now. More later. So don't go anywhere on that. But this is relevant to it because Biden is feeling the heat right now. He's got people like Obama who hate Israel and love the death to America Iranians. That's Obama. He loves them. Pushing Biden to get crazier and crazier as Biden's other donors who are like the, you know, ADL type people who you would think were supporting anti-defamation and other stuff. And I hope they get their act together are like, wait, you're going to support the terrorists? And Biden's too weak to do anything. He is in a world of trouble. And one thing I'm convinced is going to hurt him even more. I don't believe the hype here. There's a lot of hype out there that, oh, RFK is Robert F. Kennedy. He's going to do more damage to Trump than he is to Biden. Folks, I don't buy it one bit. I'm going to tell you why, because I always back it up with receipts. RFK, I will vigorously, absolutely defend this guy's right to speak. We've done it on Rumble where I'm an investor. RFK has every right to run and to speak freely about vaccines, whatever the hell he wants. And I admire him for running. I admire a lot of people for having the guts. There are no Trump supporters who are going to vote for this guy. They're telling you that because they want him out of the race because he's going to do damage to Democrats. Why? Folks, the guys that died in the wool leftist. Here's some. I'm going to play some old stuff from RFK. Just a couple. Here's an RFK clip right here on the smart grid. The smart grid. You know what the smart grid is? I'll let you listen to him explain the smart grid, how the government can shut off your electricity. And you tell me if this is your kind of thing and that a bunch of Trump people will support this. Give me a break. Check this out.
How is a broke federal government going to invest this much money to build a national grid?
Well, you know, the grid itself is not going to cost that much. The grid itself will probably cost about $250 billion to build a smart grid that reaches most of America. And that, you know, that can do the things that we need to do, like can send signals through the line, allow the utilities to send a signal through the line to turn off the hot water boilers in a million homes for 15 minutes in order to avoid the peak demand that is the most expensive part of our electrical system. If you eliminated peak, you save enough natural gas in our country to power the entire U.S. Passenger car fleet. So, and we can do that just by using the grid smartly. A grid to send a signal to turn off all the electric toothbrush rechargers, you know, to turn off your swimming pool recirculators and all of these things. You don't care if somebody turns them off for 15 minutes and you sign something. It can go into your car and borrow the stored electricity in your car, in your battery, whether you got a plug-in hybrid or a plug-in car. And and so we need to build a smart grid. That costs very little.
Yeah, that's a no. Now, again, to be fair, because I want to be fair to everyone, Trump, DeSantis, Scott, Haley, RFK, even Biden, if he actually did something good. The problem is he never does anything good, so there's nothing to be fair about. RFK has said, well, I walked that back now. COVID woke me up. Okay, I guess you're free to change positions. I mean, I support Trump. He's changed positions on a lot of things. The problem with RFK, folks, is there's a history of this.
is he calling out gun owners, the Second Amendment, wants the smart grid, What's he going to be for next? Central bank digital currencies? Facial ID? Combines the smart grid with facial identification, mass online censorship, and central bank digital currencies, the government knows everything about you. You walk on the street, they'll pick you up on facial ID. You spend your money, they'll pick it up in a CBDC. You go home, they'll know what you're spending your electric load on. That's a big no for me. Also, the guy was a supporter of Hillary Clinton. Again, I just said in the beginning of the show, so not to be a hypocrite, endorsements and who people endorsed, it doesn't mean shit. I'm telling you right now. People don't vote for endorsement. They just don't. I don't care if it's Waka, whoever it is, or Kim Reynolds, or Kanye, or whoever. I don't care. People don't vote for endorsements. They just don't. They vote for candidates. And then they forget the endorsement a week later. However, this is concerning. This is at Poppy Trumpo put this together. This is actually kind of funny. RFK's got a history of supporting only Democrats. So, meanwhile, I can give you a pass for one or two, but every single time? Come on. Check this out.
You support Hillary Clinton again, should she run in 2016?
I love Hillary Clinton. I love Hillary Clinton.
I love Hillary Clinton.
It's freaking hilarious. That's definitely a month. That Poppy Trumpo. This is why the right's meme game is 1,000 times better. The left is just so not creative. That's some funny shit, man. But the guy supported Democrats his whole life. I am not buying the nonsense that RFK is going to do more damage to Trump than Biden. You got to be crazy. Trump doesn't support any of that stuff. CBDCs, smart grid stuff. It's crazy. That's absolutely nuts. Folks, the social justice warrior stuff, man, it's going to destroy the left. It's waking people up. I hope you see it tomorrow in Virginia in the elections over there where it was a big issue. That was the epicenter of the targeting of school board parents. That was the epicenter right there. I'm going to get to this in a second. Video John Kennedy, a senator from Louisiana, who's had some pretty epic moments on the Senate floor. And some people are like, oh, he's just performing. Ladies and gentlemen, all politicians hate you. They're always performing. So if they're performing, you better make it entertaining because we'll play it on the show. I want you to watch him just eviscerate this guy trying out for a judgeship because they wanted preferred pronouns in court. Imagine that, going to court, being forced to state your pronouns. Coming up next, last break. Folks, MyPatriotSupply.com. The unthinkable's happening. No more surprises. It's all out in the open. Our so-called trusted institutions tell you not to worry. Everything's going to be fine. Folks, prepare now, man. Please get your... I know it's an ad. They pay for it. I love this company. I passionately support this company. Emergency food storage matters. I buy this stuff. I'm not some hypocrite fraud. I have their three-month emergency food kit. There's breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Last up to 25 years. 2,000 calories a day in each meal. You say add water, heat it, need it. I have one for every single member of my family. Matter of fact, I have way more than one. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Get a three-month emergency food kit today for My Patriot Supply, one for every member of your family. They also have biomass stoves, heaters for power outages that are off-grid, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, survival gear that may come in handy soon. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for the emergency that's coming today. MyPatriotSupply.com. Please don't wait. Our final sponsor today. I'll get back to this video. Folks, fall's in the air. It means we're looking forward to crisp mornings. We actually had one down here in Florida today. It was like 60, which is crisp. Falling leaves, not so much of that down here, but a lot in the rest of the country. And sweater weather. More importantly, it's a perfect time. I'm going to a tailgate soon. You know what I'll be eating? Omaha Steaks. Cozy comfort food. It's the best. Omaha Steaks has all of your fall cravings covered with 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. 50% off. Your favorite tender, juicy, extra-age steaks like their butcher's cut filet mignons. Go to omahasteaks.com today. Use code Bongino at checkout. Get an extra $30 off your order. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless. Endless flavor, endless value on incredible entrees, scrumptious sides, decadent desserts, and more. All of them are 50% off during the semi-annual sale, and every bite's backed by their 100% unconditional guarantee. Go to omahasteaks.com. Shop all your delicious favorites for half the price. Don't forget to enter the promo code Bongino at checkout for an extra $30 off. Hurry. This sale is for a limited time. Minimum purchase may apply. Visit omahasteaks.com for details. All right, I'm going to get back to the show. I want to show you this video. The social justice warriors, folks, are going to... Gee, can you pull that spot off the screen when you're done with them? They're a little distracting sometimes. You think it's like, give me a... Yeah. Sometimes I need to add them, and I feel like I'm supposed to start reading it again. It's always like a cut. I just want to address something before I get to this next story. I did my police day. I didn't tell these guys this. It's not in the rundown of the show, but I did the police day premiere at Mar-a-Lago this past week. And folks, there were 500 people there. And I was there for basically 3 hours, watched the movie, and 500 people, you do the simple math. You know, a lot of people wanted to chat and discuss some stuff. So if there's 500 people there and you even talk to, say, you know, 60, and you talk to them for a minute or 2 minutes each, that by simple math, that's 2 hours. Well, the problem is I was there for 3 hours, and an hour and 50 minutes was the movie. Another 10 minutes were speeches. So I basically had 60 minutes. So when I try to do at events is I try to shake as many hands as I can and say hello to people because I think it's important. The only reason I bring it up is some guy, I'm not even going to mention his name because he deleted the tweet, but some guy this weekend thought it was a good idea after we invited him rather courteously to our event, the premiere, to attack me on Twitter, suggesting like I didn't get enough time for some sit down where he could discuss his issue with him at the event, and suggested somehow I was rude. Number one, I'm never rude to people. If you see me out in public, I'm not. I just, Joe, you've been to events, correct? Is this not a fair assessment? Folks, it's impossible to spend, if I see you at an event, I promise you, I am not more important than you. I don't think I'm more important than you. I will never think I'm more important than you. I'm just a cop and an agent who found a position on the thing, on the show. That's it. You guys matter to me. Everyone matters to me. But when there's 500 people trying to get your attention and grabbing your hand and tapping you on the shoulder and you want to kind of say hello to everyone before you leave, I don't have time for an individual powwow. So the guy decided to go out after we invited him to our event and thought it would be a good idea to attack me on Twitter. Well, he since deleted the tweet. And this is, by the way, after I gave his friend like a 45-minute phone conversation talking about a specific thing he wanted. I just want to say that to you in case I meet you. I want to get that out of the way. I love you all to death. I am not more important than anyone. I don't think that. I never think that. I'm actually a really humble guy. It's just very hard when at these events to give people the time they deserve. And the only reason I'm bringing this up and wasting my show's time on it is this is the second event I've been to in a row where this has happened. There was another lady at the last event, the Turning Point, who tweeted the same thing. Oh, look, Dan Bongino's handler is getting in the way. I don't have a handler. It was my wife. She was trying to grab my hand. So
do the math, you know?
I mean, I love you all. I really do. And I don't want you to ever think that. I'm really, if I'm not going to mention a name, but let's move on. Let's get to the most important stuff. As I said, because we're still covering the election here, the social justice warrior block of the Democrat Party is going to kill them. It's going to kill them. The here are my pronouns. Kids should be watching porn. Guys can have vaginas and have periods. You keep this shit up. Like nobody actually believes you. Senator Kennedy, he was not happy. Apparently a judge was demanding or implying that you should put your pronouns up in court. That's a problem, folks. That's a real problem. Take a look at this.
Once again, I don't care what his political beliefs are, but he has no right as a sitting judge to direct in writing litigants in his courtroom to stand up and introduce themselves by saying, my name is John Kennedy. My preferred pronouns are. Now, the judge said in his testimony that was voluntary. That's not true. I've read the order. What? And he said, but it's voluntary. It's voluntary. Right. I'm a litigant in his courtroom paying a lawyer $400 an hour to try to get my case resolved. And the man on the bench who's going to decide my case tells me to stand up and announce my pronoun. That's not voluntary. That's oppressive. And that alone, forget his writings, which Senator Cruz went through very eloquently. That alone tells me that he cannot exercise power maturely.
Folks, that is a very powerful thing he just said. I want you to understand something. Whether a judge says it's mandatory or not, the pronoun game is a political position. You can say all you want, it's a biological one. It's not. You forcing me to acknowledge in court that there's mysteries about pronouns, in other words, a he can be a she when they can't, is a political position. Totally freaking inappropriate in a court. Folks, I'm in the judicial system now. We've got, if you're ever in business, you're always going to be involved in some type of legal stuff. Always. I can't tell you how many times you're sitting there and you're like, is this really being done because of the merits or is this being done because of politics? Our court system right now is a mess. There are some honest judges out there, no doubt, on both sides. There are. I've heard cases where it was an Obama judge, and I got to tell you, I was like, this is over. And the guy actually won the case, and I was like, wow, that's shocking, but it's rare. You don't ask for pronouns. You've got a multi-million dollar business case in front of a civil litigation judge. The guy says, hey, state your pronouns, but it's voluntary. You better state your pronouns. You're going to be screwed. I ain't doing it. You're going to have to throw my case out. I'm a guy. What do you mean state your pronouns? It says on the case, Mr. Dan Bongino, he. State my pronoun like it's a mystery. This stuff is going to kill the left. Nobody outside of Antifa ninja suit wearing losers and AOC and the squad wants an America like this. No one. By the way, proving my point again that the Democrat coalition is falling apart because of stuff like this. Have you seen this piece? So this piece popped last week. It is causing a shitstorm on the Democrat side of the partisan aisle. The fact that it popped in Politico by two authors, I'm sure if they're guys, who wrote about how the Democrats are going to have a supermajority going forward because of young people, black voters, professionals, urban voters, and the suburbs. That's all falling apart. So this appeared in Politico. Well, what happened? Why is there no Democrat supermajority? The Democrats are apoplectic over this piece. The authors are Judas and Teixeira. In their account, the 21st Century Party underdelivered on populist economics for working class voters. But at the same time, it over-indexed for the cultural style that's jumped from campuses into the sorts of professions where expensively degreed folks predominate, including the constellation of Washington orgs, businesses, and advocacy groups that help define a party's public image. Let me translate that for you. We got too many older, rich, white dudes who don't give a shit about anything telling everyone else in the Democrat Party how to live, and they're all going like this. That's the translation, guys. Joe, I could have used you for the translator on that. Okay. That's the actual translation. This piece rocketed around D.C., and now they're all like, holy Moses, they're right. We put way too much time in college academics telling us about pronoun usage and ignored coal workers in West Virginia, and that's why the Democrat Party lost its governing coalition. So I made a big announcement, I see. Chatsters, you ready for this? How many people we got? 91,000. Good. It's a good crowd. Only 43 minutes. 91,000 people. Big announcement. You guys ready? I told the chatsters something a little earlier in the show. So I got two big announcements. Let me give you the smaller announcement, but a big one, but because it's more show content stuff. Can we announce this, Key? The crowd? Should we announce it? You guys like Steve Crowder's show? I do. I love Rumble. So next Thursday, we are going to be doing a Crowder Dan Bongino Rumble explosion kind of show. I'll be doing the show live from his studio where he'll be a guest on my show. And I'll be staying for his show. And we'll both be doing each other's show next Thursday on Rumble, of course. Well, I'll be expecting hundreds of thousands of people to join in because we love you all. And we're going to be, as Joe said it right. Didn't the cat lady tell us Rumble was finished? I know, I've heard that many times. It's crazy how it's finished and we just keep crowding at 200,000 people today for a show. He got the manifesto from the Nashville shooter. So you should probably check that out. 200,000 live people. Probably biggest streamer in the entire world. But yes, Rumble's definitely going under. I have a second announcement, too. Do you all catch the radio show? You all know what the chatsters, you know what the announcement was? Ladies and gentlemen, because I am tired of liberals sucking and demanding pronoun usage and smart grids and CBDCs and supporting pro-Hamas baby-killing losers, because I'm tired of cannibalists eating each other alive on the left over the scraps from Longshank's table, because liberals suck on the economy, because liberals suck on healthcare, because liberals suck on regulations, because liberals suck on education, because liberals suck on security, because liberals suck on public safety, I am announcing a run for president today on my show. When? Now? Hell no. Are you crazy? I already endorsed Trump. When? 2028? Nah, probably not. After that? Probably not either. So you're announcing when? I don't know. Sometime in the future. Before I get dead. So I'm announcing my presidential run. And we're running on one platform only. Chatsters, I got to know what you think here. You love it? Do you love it so far? Chatsters, yes, you like this or no, you don't. I'm running on one platform and one platform only. You ready? The platform is liberals suck. Matter of fact, Paul is putting together a shirt right now. All funds, of course, go to charity. It'll be available soon. It's going to say liberals suck. Dan Bongino show on the sleeve. I want it. We're going to own it. You love it? Yes. This is all we're going to do. Look at it. Look at this. Look at what I have created. I am running for president, and every single bumper sticker, sign, every shirt, underwear, pants, socks. Well, I have short socks on because I don't like long socks. They're all going to say, liberals suck. We're going to have liberal suck mugs. We're going to have liberal suck Easter eggs. We're going to have liberal suck knives. Well, I don't know. That's a good idea. We'll be talking about on Rumble, liberals suck. We're going to have liberal suck state maps and magnets. Liberal suck baseballs. And everything is going to be about, I'm not kidding. No, I'm really going to run one day. Am I going to win? No, hell no. It don't matter. I'm going to take a bunch of my own money to get this started, and we're going to start a presidential campaign about liberals sucking. And every day is going to be a new area where liberals suck. Every day. That's the whole campaign. Someone said to me, what are you going to do if you win? I don't expect to, but if we win, we're going to stop liberals from sucking. It's very simple. So because I have a great production team, producer Jim and Guy and Joe were kind enough. You'll hear Jim's voice. Jim decided he wanted to record my first campaign ad. You want to hear it, folks? Now, it's for some future date. Future date, I don't know. But this is our first campaign ad. Check it out.
There are things that really suck. Things like vacuum cleaners and pneumatic tubes. But those things perform useful functions. Then there are things like Iranian Ayatollahs, dubstep, and the WNBA. They suck, but they're just boring and annoying. But liberals...
I just got a notification that Ruth Bader Ginsburg died!
Liberals really suck. They suck so bad that your soul will be sucked from your body. Because of liberals, your pay sucks, your quality of life sucks, your future prospects suck. Stop the suck. Vote for Dan Bongino for president.
I'm Dan Bongino, and I approve this message, and liberals do really suck.
Paid for by Bongino for president sometime in the near future.
What do you think? Chesters, Chester, you like E? You like, yes, you like, no, you don't. Should that be our first ad? I'm not kidding. We're going to run, and this is going to be, you like it or what? That is going to be the spot. Jim spent all weekend working on, yes, stop the suck. Stop this. This is going to be the Bongino Army chant going forward. Please stop the suck because liberals suck. You all going to buy the shirt? Again, all proceeds go to charity. I ain't trying to make no money off you. I want everyone in America walking around with this shirt on. Now, this Folds of Honor because we love them. That says liberals suck. Maybe we'll give them a lot of it to Folds of Honor. I love Folds. Liberals suck. Ever go to your gym with it on. Go to the mall with it on. Go to the movies with it on. Stop. I didn't know you could even do that. You can stop the chat, like highlight it right there. Is that what you're doing right there? Look at this is beautiful. Stop the suck. Please stop the suck. I want you everywhere with these shirts on, folks. Everywhere. I don't care about the show. I just want liberals suck all over America. I want people taking pictures of other people in the liberal suck shirt. Folks, this actually happened to me in Nashville. I was down in Nashville doing that concert with John Rich. I'm going in that store, that antique store that has the show on the History Channel, to buy an old microphone. A guy walks in the store. Gee, did this not happen? Remember him from the Nashville event, the guy with the Don't Get Dead shirt? I see the guy with the Don't Get Dead shirt. I'm like, are you here for the concert, John Rich, with me? He goes, no, I just love your show. We invited him that night. I have a picture of him on my Instagram. That was the greatest time ever. I want this shirt everywhere. Liberals suck, and we'll raise money for a good cause. I'm running. That's my first campaign spot. Just not now. He had a good, got to get my boy Trump in there first. Why do liberals suck too? Because we can't even get a president right now who thinks for himself. That's why we got to get this oatmeal brains guy out of there. And for the guy in the chat this morning, who, again, I'm not knocking you, brother. I love talking to people. You don't always have to agree with me in the chat. The good part about the chat is we're a family. This is a Bongino army here, but it's a family. Families don't always agree. I love having you. But I think maybe you missed the show where I've been constantly calling out the Biden team because it's all populated with Obama people. And Obama, I find it awfully suspicious, never left Washington, D.C. Now, I'm going to play this cut. Now you'll see why Biden's backing off and all of a sudden appears to be like, oh my gosh, I'm a little more pro-Savage now, pro-Hamas. Here, you want to hear why? Here's why. Here's Obama, who couldn't keep his mouth shut about this. Check this out.
If there's any chance of us being able to act constructively to do something, it will require an admission of complexity and maintaining what on the surface may seem contradictory ideas. That what Hamas did was horrific and there's no justification for it. And what is also true is that the occupation and what's happening to Palestinians is unbearable.
Oh gosh, I always watch it on my own phone sometimes. That's it comes over Chris. This is why Biden's backing off and trying to become more pro-Savage now, because he doesn't have the balls to stand up to the de facto president. And by the way, to the lefties out there with the, oh my gosh, Dan Bongino's promoting a conspiracy theory that Obama's the real president. He's obviously not the real president in the literal sense, you dipshits. Of course, we're speaking figuratively. You suggesting, though, by the way, that Obama doesn't have massive influence in the decision-making process in the Biden White House when all of Obama's people there, Obama's in D.C., and Biden is weak and has oatmeal for brains, is laughable, and you sound like a freaking idiot. Oh, look, here's NBC. I thought it was a conspiracy theory. Biden quietly tapped Obama to help shape his AI strategy. I thought it was a conspiracy theory. You think this is the only thing he's advising him on? Folks, we're in deep trouble, man. We're in deep trouble. I named today's show, and this is why I'm going to end it this way. The enemy's already here. We are in deep trouble. Obama has taken over this White House. His people have taken over this White House. Obama is pro the death to America Iranians. Obama doesn't give a damn about the civilized man. He is obsessed with the Iranians. He doesn't care they're the world's largest sponsor of terror. He is pushing the Biden administration into a deal with them. Oatmeal brains doesn't know what to do. The Iranians love Hamas. Hamas wants to kill us. And Obama loves them all. We are in real trouble. Cultural assimilation is not working, folks. I want you to watch this time lapse from a DC protest this weekend. Hamas just murdered thousands of people in the most brutal way possible. I'm going to have to play videos for you tomorrow. I've got a few more. I've been trickling them out slowly because I don't want to hit you all at once. They only get worse. They just killed thousands of people. They are now protesting pro-Hamas. If you were to wear a MAGA hat and be protesting for a bunch of terrorists, you'd be under a full-blown FBI investigation right now. You'd be in a freaking D.C. gulag. But if you're a liberal and you support this stuff, you can look at this D.C. footage right here. This is insane. Ladies and gentlemen, probably over 100,000 people. Look at this. Look at all these people in D.C. supporting Hamas. Oh, no, Dan, they're supporting Palestine. There is no Palestine. There were people just murdered. You think this is the time to be rolling? Look at this. Ladies and gentlemen, the enemy's already here. There was an actual insurrection at the White House this weekend. Here, play that one. There was an actual insurrection. This is the White House. If this was MAGA hat wearing people, folks, there would be SWAT teams surrounding the White House and a team at your front door right now for even putting a MAGA hat as your avatar on Twitter. This happened at the White House this weekend. Trying to jump the fence, an actual insurrection. Man, I'm telling you, if you are on the right, I get it that people have various opinions on the issues that go on in the larger Middle East region. I understand. I value people's opinion, even though I feel differently. I'm just telling you this. If you think that the folks supporting Hamas at the White House this weekend are on your side and won't kill you, folks, I'm sorry, but you need a frontal lobe lobotomy. You are grotesquely mistaken. The enemy is already here. Rashida Tlaib tweeted a call for Jewish genocide on her Twitter account this weekend with From the River to the Sea. What do you think that means? Jordan River, Mediterranean Sea. Gee, what's in between that? Jews. Yeah, Jews. Folks, to get the Jews crowd, if you're one of these people who thinks, oh, well, they're my friend. No. Dan, why do you defend the Jews so much? Because I'm a human being. And if I were less than, far less than 5% of the world's population, and I had 2 billion people, not all, but many of which, 0.1, right, who wanted to kill me, I'd want a few good men on my side too. That's why. You think those people storming the White House this weekend are your friends? Wait till I show you tomorrow some more stuff they did. I'm not going to stop. Folks, thanks again for tuning in. A lot of show today, heavy stuff. But that election segment in the beginning is really important. The left is going to start freaking out, and I expect Biden sooner or later to get the heave-ho. I hope you like my my campaign ad. So we're announcing a run for big run for president today. I should have teed it up a little more last week. So we'll name, I don't know, maybe 10 years, maybe 20. Who knows? We'll see. Hopefully I don't get dead before. But the Liberal Suck t-shirt is real. It's coming soon. We'll announce a date. All proceeds to charity. Don't sweat it. But if you guys could do me a favor and blanket America with Liberal Suck t-shirts, I would absolutely love it. Thanks for tuning in. I joined the chat early this morning, rumble.com/Bongino. And please download the Rumble app. If you download the Rumble app, it is free. You will get the notifications when we go live every day. Jump right in the chat. Set up an account. I'd love to talk to you there. Show starts at 11 a.m. Eastern time. See you all tomorrow.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.